الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Theft, the excellences of sending salat upon the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم جاء رجل إلى النبي فشكى إليه الفقر وضيق العيش والمعاش. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam and complained of poverty, hunger, difficult living conditions and constricted livelihood. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam declared, إِذَا دَخَلْتَ مَنْزِلَكَ فَسَلِّمْ إِنْ كَانَ فِيهِ أَحَدٌ أَوْ لَمْ يَكُنْ فِيهِ أَحَدٌ. When you enter your home, say assalamu alaykum, whether somebody is there or not. He further explained to the man, you are then to send salam upon me and recite قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدْ once. The man did this and Allah unfurled his sustenance such that he began distributing it to his neighbors and family. صَلُّوا عَلَى الْحَبِيبِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ. An angel at the seventh heaven. The companion Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu once rented a mule in Taif intending to travel elsewhere. The individual he rented it from was a thief. He had the companion sit upon the mule and they both departed together until eventually reaching a quiet and uninhabited area laden with corpses. The thief withdrew a dagger and bolted towards the companion with ill intent. But Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu said, before you kill me, let me offer just 2 units of salah. The cursed thief remarked, you can read salah. Many I have killed before you read salah, but it did not save their lives. Zayd bin Haritha radiallahu anhu recalls, he attempted to kill me after I finished salah. I exclaimed, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, and a voice rang out from the unseen saying, O you, do not kill him. The thief was startled and frantically looked around to see who said this. When nobody was found, he advanced yet again to take my life. Yet again I exclaimed, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. We heard a voice from the unseen again. After shouting, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, for a third time, I saw a figure riding a horse with spear in hand, the point of which was ablaze. The figure stabbed the spear through the thief's body, killing him in an instant. The figure, who was an angel, then said, when you recited Ya Arhamar Rahimeen the first time, I was at the seventh heaven. When you said it a second time, I was at the sky of the world. When you said it a third time, I arrived to help you. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The oppression, that is theft. Huge calamities and massive problems are removed when the name of Allah is mentioned. Along with taking up all visible means, we should beseech Allah and ask Him to remove our worries. There are similar astonishing stories of people receiving help from the unseen. The death of the thief in the previous incident teaches us many lessons. Thieves cause countless worries and problems for people, the latter of whom are already anxious due to rising costs of living. Especially armed robberies can inflict untold psychological and physical damage. We hear news and see videos of robberies on social media almost every day. Sometimes thieves cold-heartedly break into the home of a soon-to-be married girl and make off with her marriage items. which her and her family worked unimaginably hard to gather. Other times, they snatch away the hard-earned wage of a laborer and return home gleefully. Remember, theft is haram and is an action that can take one to hell. Allah declares, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَلَا تَأْكُلُوا أَمْوَالَكُمْ بَيْنَكُمْ بِالْبَاطِلِ. And do not consume the wealth of one another unjustly. In Tafsir, Khazainul Irfan, this verse renders the illegitimate usurping of wealth as haram, whether done through theft, gambling, forbidden activities in exchange for haram items, bribery of false witnesses. These actions themselves are also haram. Those who steal, perform armed robberies, and commit similar injustices, they should all fear Allah's hidden plan. Death can come anywhere at any time. We even hear stories of thieves who accidentally shoot and kill their partners in crime. Other times, they get into skirmishes with police and lose their lives. It is enough to understand the evil of theft from the following hadith of the final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Allah has cursed the thief. Those who steal for brief pleasure in this temporary world and amass a hoard of haram wealth, they must repent sincerely to Allah. What will happen to them after they die if Allah decides to withhold His mercy from them? Who will save them from being punished in the grave and hereafter? Focus on living a modest lifestyle and earning permissible wealth. Even if they manage to steal large amounts of money and live a lavish lifestyle, they will die one day, and their wealth will not assist them in the grave. Look at how a deceased person is shrouded. Have you seen any pockets on a shroud? Perhaps these thieves steal from somebody who then prays against them in anguish. And this dua leads to their ruin in both worlds. Objectively, the lives of thieves, criminals, and other similar people are abhorrent. They live like mice running from cats. On occasion, the public or police deal with them in brutal fashion. Despite the ruthless way they are killed, nobody grieves over their deaths. May Allah protect all Muslims and save us all from injustice, theft, and other similar calamities. May He bestow upon us death with faith under the shade of the green dome whilst lost in visions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. May our final resting place be Jannatul Baqi. Ameen. Bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The people who steal wealth and terrify innocent people with weapons should fear Allah, because both Quran and Hadith contain innumerable warnings of punishment for thieves. The following verse mentions this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Innama jazaa'u alladhina yuharibuna Allaha wa rasulahu wa yas'una fil ardi fasadan an yuqattalu aw yusallabu aw tuqatta'a aydihim wa arjuluhum min khilafin aw yunfaw min al-ard, thalika lahum khizyun fi al-dunya wa lahum fi al-akhirati azabun azim. The only retribution for those who fight against Allah and His Messenger and strive to spread discord within the earth is that they be killed or crucified, or their hands and feet be cut off from opposite sides, or they be banished from the land of that country. This is humiliation for them in this world, and there is severe punishment for them in the hereafter. What is theft? Theft is the act of secretly taking someone's wealth unjustly, the wisdom of Islamic punishments. Islam administers penalties and punishments according to the nature of the crime. Minor crimes have small punishments, whilst major ones incur severe penalties, ensuring societal peace and allowing people to live safely. There are countless other wisdoms behind this. As long as the Islamic punishment for theft was practiced, business caravans laden with valuable goods travelled without fear, and this boosted economy greatly. The situation today is so delicate that people are robbed after they withdraw money from a bank. Phones and cash are stolen. The public does not feel safe when travelling by bus, and even those travelling in their own vehicles have the same feelings. 7 Hadith regarding theft. Number 1. Abu Hurairah radiyallahu anhu reports that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Allah has cursed the thief. Number 2. He who steals publicly is not from us. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, this hadith means whoever is unjust and steals people's wealth, leaving them helpless, such an oppressor is excluded from my way and group. This does not mean these actions nullify one's faith. Instead, said actions ruin one's deeds, not their faith. Keep in mind that the punishment for theft varies, and in some cases a thief is put to the gallows. Number 3. When a thief steals and a robber loots, they are not mu'mins at that time, as people are then left looking at their wealth with rueful eyes. So refrain from this, refrain from this. Mufti Sharif al-Haq al-Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi said, this hadith could also imply that someone with complete faith could never perform this action, or that it does not befit a mu'min for him to sin. Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan rahmatullahi alayhi said, when committing these sins, the sinner has the light of faith removed from him, but does not become a disbeliever, nor are these actions disbelief. When a robber steals publicly whilst the owner of the wealth spectates helplessly or cannot defend himself, the criminal has committed 3 crimes: taking possession of someone else's wealth unlawfully, stealing publicly, and not feeling regret after hearing the cries of victims. This is a collection of sins which contrast with the status of a believer. Shaykh Abdul Mustafa Al-Azmi rahmatullahi alayhi said, when stealing, the abhorrence of this sin means the light of faith separates from the thief. When he repents, the light returns. Let it be clear, looting, usurping land and property, borrowing something and not returning it, taking loans and not repaying them, and betraying someone when entrusted with an item, etc., are all major sins like theft. These all can lead to Allah sending His wrath upon an individual and punishing them in hellfire. Number 4. Ummul Mu'mineen, Lady Aisha radiallahu anha narrates, the Quraysh were worried about a woman from the Bani Makhzum who had committed theft. Who will intercede for her with Allah's Messenger? They asked. Some said nobody would dare to do so except Usama bin Zayd, as he is loved by Allah's Messenger. When Usama mentioned this to him, the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, do you attempt to intercede in a matter related to a punishment from the punishments of Allah? He then stood and delivered a sermon, declaring, what destroyed those before you was the fact they left a nobleman alone if he stole. Whilst if a weak individual did this, they would penalize him. By Allah, if Fatima, daughter of Muhammad, stole, I would cut off her hand. Commentary. Being merciful to a criminal is to punish them correctly without compromise. Upholding the law of Allah ensures safety in the land, and punishments are the rights of Allah which cannot be forgiven by people. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam mentioned his daughter's name to highlight the importance of equality, that every guilty person will be punished irrespective of their status. Allah announced, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, وَلَا تَأْخُذْكُمْ بِهِمَا رَأْفَةٌ فِي دِينِ اللَّهِ, and let not any pity for them take hold of you in the religion of Allah. Number 5. I saw a man in hell who stole the belongings of Hajj pilgrims with his crooked staff. When people saw him steal, he would remark, I am not a thief. These things have just gotten caught on my staff. He was leaning on it in hell, saying, I am the thief with a crooked staff. Commentary: the man with the Mahjan eye stick was named Amr ibn Laha. He stole wherever he went. In fact, he was a serial thief who stole the clothes of Hajj pilgrims in broad daylight without getting caught. If he was apprehended, he claimed the items got caught on his staff. Otherwise, he stole freely. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Tubu ila Allah, astaghfirullah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Number 6. Oppression shall take the form of darknesses on the Day of Judgment. Mufti Sharif al-Haq al-Amjadi rahmatullahi alayhi explains this hadith. When someone oppresses others, he commits many sins. He disobeys Allah and His Messenger and harms weak Muslims. He also may swear while stealing or commits all these actions at once, as is often seen. This is why, as punishment, the sins of the oppressor will become darknesses which engulf him. Number 7. A body sustained with haram will never enter paradise. Imam Zahabi al-Shafi'i rahmatullahi alayhi explains, those who fall under this warning are robbers, thieves, comedians, traitors, fraudsters, those who borrow something but do not return it, those who deceive when weighing and measuring products, those who conceal the faults of a product when selling it, and gamblers. In Mirat al-Manaji, just as a piece of cloth drenched in oil catches fire quickly, the flesh fed by usury, bribery, gambling, theft, and other forbidden methods of acquiring wealth will burn quickly in the fire of hell. Since food makes blood and blood makes flesh, one's food should be pure, or the foul effects of haram food affect the entire body. The robber who looted a caravan alone, before repenting and becoming a famous saint, Fuzail bin Iyaz rahmatullahi alayhi, was a very dangerous thief who could loot an entire caravan without help. Once a caravan took up stay in his neighborhood as night set in. As he drew near intending to steal, he heard some people of the caravan say, let's not stay here and take another route. There's a dangerous bandit around here named Fuzail. Hearing this, he began trembling and shaking. He then exclaimed, O people, I am Fuzail bin Iyaz standing before you. Pass by here with no fear. You are safe from me. By Allah, I will never disobey him again after today. He left, repented from all his sins, and began walking the path of sainthood. According to one narration, he invited the people of the caravan to his home and said, consider yourself safe from Fuzail bin Iyaz. He then left to bring food for their animals, and as he returned, he heard someone reciting this verse. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alam ya'ni lilladhina amanu an takhsha'a qulubuhum li dhikrillah. Has the time not come for those who believe that their hearts submit to the remembrance of Allah? He began to cry and place earth on his clothes. Yes, of course, he said. By Allah, the time has come. The time has come. He continued crying and repented of his sins. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Be brothers. When someone steals, he usually commits more sins in the process. These include scaring Muslims, harming them, physically abusing them, using weapons, making away with money, and hurting women to take their jewelry. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam once asked, "Do you know who a Muslim is?" The companions radiyallahu anhum replied, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He proclaimed, "A Muslim is he from whose tongue and hands other Muslims remain safe." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam also asked, "Do you know who a true mu'min is?" The companions replied, "Allah and His Messenger know best." He explained, "A mu'min is he from whom people of faith consider their lives and wealth to be safe." In another hadith, "O slaves of Allah, be brothers. A Muslim is the brother of a Muslim. Do not oppress him or humiliate him." The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Do not scare another Muslim, as this is an immense oppression." An additional hadith, "Whoever unjustly looks at a Muslim with an intimidating gaze, for this Allah shall make him fearful on the day of judgment." Misfortunate folk. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, "Man aadha musliman faqad aadhani, wa man aadhani faqad aadha Allah." Whoever harms a Muslim harms me, and whoever harms me harms Allah. He also declared, "Whoever harms Allah shall be punished by him in the end." Shaykh Ismail al-Haqqi rahmatullahi alayhi said, "Harming a Muslim is to harm the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and harming him is an action which displeases Allah." If a person harms the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and displeases Allah, he becomes cursed in this world and the hereafter. The very same applies to he who harms Muslims. The Tabi'i Mujahid rahmatullahi alayhi said, "The inmates of hell will be punished with a severe itch. One of them will scratch himself until his bones appear through his skin. A call will be made to him asking, 'Oh so and so, does this hurt you?' He will say yes in reply. The voice will explain, 'You hurt Muslims. This is punishment for that.'" Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The robber who became a saint. When Allah wills for somebody to be guided, it happens without delay. Abu Bakr bin Hawa rahmatullahi alayhi was a robber who could steal from huge groups of people by himself. A caravan once stopped near him and set up tents. As he drew nearer, he heard a woman speaking to her husband in a tent saying, "Night is near and Abu Bakr bin Hawa is in this forest. Let us hope he does not come here." This is what led to him being guided. Abu Bakr, he said to himself, "Women in tents fear you, yet you do not fear your Lord." He repented immediately and returned home. In his sleep, he saw the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and Abu Bakr al-Siddiq radiyallahu anhu in his dream. He asked if he could give bear, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, "Your namesake will take bear from you." Abu Bakr al-Siddiq took bear from him and placed his imama upon the head of the latter. When Abu Bakr bin Hawa awoke, he found the imama with him. He later founded the Hawariya spiritual order. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahi khatam al-nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. The boiling water of hell. Abu An-Nur Bashir Qutlibi Rahmatullahi Alayhi writes, as for those who earn money from usury, bribery, fraud and other impermissible means, they will be made to stand before the true King Allah on the Day of Judgment. He will give them boiling water from hell to drink, whilst they must account for their misdeed. All thieves will be seized. Repent now and save yourself from this. Greater oppressor than a thief. In Tafsir Qurtubi, thieves who stole from travellers and citizens are considered oppressors. Allah shall set upon them an even greater oppressor. The sin of murder. Some animalistic thieves increase their punishment in hell by murdering the sole earner of the house, who leaves a widow and orphans behind. Sometimes thieves shoot at others when they fear being caught or when faced with resistance. Even if they are not caught by the police and avoid the law, they will be captured and subject to severe punishment on the Day of Judgment if they do not repent sincerely. Some criminals avoid jail time through bribes or due to their influence, but there will be no escaping punishment on the Day of Judgment. Killing an innocent Muslim is a major sin. Quran and Hadith teaches of the stern penalty that comes with this. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. وَمَنْ يَقْتُلْ مُؤْمِنًا مُتَعَمِّدًا فَجَزَاؤُهُ جَهَنَّمُ جَهَنَّمُ خَالِدًا فِيهَا وَغَضِبَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَلَعَنَهُ وَأَعَدَّ لَهُ عَذَابًا عَظِيمًا. And whoever kills a Muslim intentionally, then his retribution is hell. He will reside therein for a lasting phase. And Allah has placed His wrath upon him and deprived him of mercy. And He has prepared severe punishment for him. The punishment for murder. Killing a Muslim is not a minor issue. Today, people resort to killing each other over small arguments, whereas hooliganism, terrorism, family disputes and fighting are also common. The blood of Muslims is flowing like water nowadays, and the punishment for this in the hereafter cannot be withstood. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam said, if all inhabitants of the earth and skies gathered to kill a Muslim, Allah would cast them all into hell on their faces. In another hadith, in the sight of Allah, the murder of a mu'min is more significant than the world being destroyed. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ala Muhammad. Disgrace on the Day of Judgment. Sharafuddin Hussein bin Muhammad Tibbi rahmatullahi alayhi said, a thief who stole zakat or other money in the world will be raised carrying the wealth he stole. If he stole an animal, it will scream loudly, and all gathered on the Day of Judgment will come to know he is a thief, leaving him embarrassed and disgraced. The rank of martyrdom. If a person is patient when his money is stolen, he will receive the reward of giving charity. He who is killed whilst protecting himself, his wealth or family, dies as a martyr. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam explained, whoever dies protecting their wealth is a martyr. Whoever dies protecting himself is a martyr. Whoever dies protecting their religion is a martyr. Whoever dies protecting their family is a martyr. A wonderful thought. Sheikh Ahmad bin Harb's neighbor was a victim of theft. The Sheikh and his friends went to visit him. The neighbor welcomed them with a smile on his face. We heard you have been robbed and have come to support you during your distress. The Sheikh beamed. The neighbor replied, yet I am thanking Allah for what has happened. And are three things I must give thanks for as a must. People took my property but not my life. I still possess half of my wealth. My worldly condition was negatively affected, but my faith remains intact. May Allah have mercy upon him and forgive us without accountability for his sake. Ameen bijahi khatamin nabiyyin sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Subhanallah, true slaves of Allah have these wonderful thoughts. Yes, the neighbor's wealth was stolen, but not all of it. Most importantly, he thought about how his faith remained untouched and completely intact. The pious never complained. They were patient and always content with the will of Allah. Faith is an invaluable treasure, and if it remains safe, there is no need to feel grief. We must try our utmost to protect it. Praying for a thief. Rabi'i bin Husayn, rahmatullahi alayhi's horse was stolen and somebody nearby asked him to curse the thief. No, he replied, but I will pray for him. He then made the following dua. O Allah, if the thief is wealthy, make his heart content. If he is poor, make him rich. If anything is stolen from you, God forbid, conceal the difficulty instead of telling everyone. Be patient and earn reward. Telling anybody and everybody will not return what was stolen. By complaining, you deprive yourself of untold reward. Virtues of patience when oppressed. The final Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam declared, when Allah gathers creation together, an announcer will say, where are the people of excellence? Some individuals shall stand, their number few. Angels shall meet them as they speedily head towards paradise. We see you dashing towards paradise. The angels will say, who are you? We are the people of excellence, they will reply. The angels will inquire, what is your excellence? They shall say, we were patient when oppressed and tolerated any evil conduct we faced. They shall be told to enter paradise, as a reward granted to those who performed good deeds is indeed splendid. In another hadith, when the maltreated are patient, Allah increments them in their honor. The penitence of a thief. Alhamdulillah, due to the religious environment the outer Islami provides, many thieves and criminals have repented and turned their lives around. One department within the outer Islami liaises with Islamic scholars. Members of this department visited Jamia Rashidia, Sindh, Pakistan, and the head of Hadith studies there related the following. Let me tell you about the benefits of teaching Islamic knowledge in prisons. A criminal once caused chaos on the outskirts of Pir Jo Ghot. He had several run-ins with police and was imprisoned many times. Yet he used his contacts to set himself free. In the end, Karachi police got their hands on him after another one of his crimes. After serving his sentence, he visited me. I did not recognize him at first. He now had a beard and wore an imamah. I saw marks of prostration on his forehead. Alhamdulillah, he said, whilst I was in prison, the message of the outer Islami reached me. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. Earn halal. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, Ruhul Qudus, i.e. Angel Jibra'il, placed this in my heart, that no soul shall die without acquiring its full sustenance. Ensure to fear Allah. Take a moderate path when seeking sustenance, and do not let a delay in acquiring it prompt you to seek it by disobeying Him. Only by obeying Allah can one acquire that which is with Him. Commentary: earn wealth through halal means and refrain from haram means. Earning through forbidden means is to exceed one's boundary. Also, not earning anything at all and remaining idle is another extreme. Moderation entails not resorting to stealing, gambling, bribing, deceiving, or usurping, when one receives little sustenance or none at all. Earn from lawful sources and maintain hope in Allah. He is in control of everybody's sustenance. Whatever you earned in haram fashion will reach you haram, and Allah will be displeased. Even then, despite your efforts, you will only acquire what is written for you. If you earn from halal means, it will reach you halal. Allah will be pleased with you, and you will be given your share. The Mushtasht Criminal. The weekly gatherings of Da'awat Islami are an amazing source of Islamic knowledge. Participate in your local gatherings and receive great reward. Due to them, many people have transformed their lives. A scholar and preacher of Da'awat Islami said, "In 1995, I met a man who committed 11 robberies and one murder. After serving a prison sentence, he was employed to work at a river and earned 3,000 rupees, yet increased it to 10,000 by unlawfully selling trees and reselling stolen water. He had a large mustache and people feared him. One day, I invited him to participate in Da'awat Islami's weekly gathering, but he rejected. I did not lose hope and continued to invite him, and he accepted after almost 2 years. He attended the gathering whilst carrying a gun. A scholar was delivering a speech about the punishment of hell, and after hearing of this, he broke into sweat despite the severe winter cold. After the gathering, he left saying, 'What will become of me? I have committed many sins.' He worried himself sick, such that he developed a 3-day-long fever. He felt guilty, so he repented sincerely and began offering salah. He participated in the gathering the following Thursday and listened to a speech about paradise, and this gave him solace. Slowly but surely, his life started to transform, such that he grew a beard as per the sunnah and began to wear an imama. He currently carries out Da'awat Islami's religious activities and is actively involved in masjid building. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad. The following spiritual remedies will provide safety for your life, family and wealth. Insha'Allah. 6 litanies for protection from theft. Number 1. The fourth caliph of Islam, Ali bin Abi Talib radiallahu anhu, said, "I heard the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam say from the pulpit, 'Whoever recites this, i.e. Ayatul Kursi, at night before sleeping, Allah shall protect him, his home, and the homes in his vicinity.'" Commentary: by reciting this, all the homes in one's neighborhood are protected from theft, fire, collapse, and all calamities until morning. This is a proven reality. Number 2. If Ayatul Kursi is written, framed, and hung in a high place in the house, the said house will never suffer from poverty. There will be blessings in sustenance, and thieves will be unable to enter. Number 3. Recite Ya Jalilu 10 times and blow over your wealth. This will protect it from theft, insha'Allah. Number 4. Write the Quranic chapter At-Tawbah or have someone write it for you. Laminate with plastic and place in your belongings. This will protect them from being stolen, insha'Allah. Number 5. If you have lost your belongings, recite this verse as much as you can and you will find them, insha'Allah. Ya bunayya innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardalin fatakun fi sakhratin aw fi samawati aw fil ardi ya'ti biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir. Number 6. If you recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 21 times before sleep, your wealth and belongings will be protected from theft and you will remain safe from sudden death. a transformation due to the Attariya Shajara. An Islamic brother from Karachi was a murid of the Qadiriya Attariya spiritual order. He swore an oath and said one day, armed thieves broke into his office and started looting the place. He had 90,000 rupees in his inside pocket and a few notes in the front. Alhamdulillah, he was at ease, as he has recited this dua from the Attariya Shajara. Bismillahi ala deeni, bismillahi ala nafsi, wa wuldi wa ahli wa mali. The virtue of reciting this three times in the morning and evening is that one's faith, life and wealth are protected. A robber approached and took 50 rupees from his pocket. He thought, regardless of whether it was 50 or 90,000, this dua will protect me from losing anything. As he thought this, the thief turned around and returned the 50 rupees, saying, Mawlana, what will you remember? Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad.